The Gemara daf comes down and Beis brings down the Maisa with Ben Dama Ben Achaz Shabbos Shmuel Shehikishon Nachash Shavai Yaakov Yishkasachnu Barpais VeNichol Bishmal, and then he ended up dying and he told them that Ashrecha that Gufcha Tar Biyatzus on Nishmasu B'Tayv Blavata Dibrach Chavrecha Shuayimim Uparitz Gedir Yishkanu Nachash. So the Gemara asks a kasha. It says Amar Mar Lavata Dibrach Chavrecha Shuayimim Uparitz Gedir Yishkanu Nachash Yunami Chivyatake Lamaisa. He also was bitten by a snake and he could have been healed. So what would be wrong if it'd be bitten by a snake because he was Avad Chachamim? Maybe he could be healed from that as well. And my answer is that Chivid Rabbanan Delesla Asusa Klau, that if he would have been bitten by a snake because of he was Avad Chachamim, such a Nachash does not have refuah at all, and that's why it would have been worse than his snake, which could potentially have had a refuah. So Rashi says a very interesting lashon. He says Chivid Rabbanan Delesla Asusa Klau Shem Nashcha Nachash B'Shul Shava Dibur Chachamim Lasalo refuah v'yamis imi amisrap v'nishichazu seifu lamas adei nishichas chaverav sha'ivad v'chacham chayim nisa. So it's like Rashi, even if he would have been healed from the first snake, but from the second snake he wouldn't have been healed because he will end up dying from that nachash. And the lashon is seifu lamas adei nishichas chaverav. He's going to end up dying because of the nishicha of his friends. So it's l'chatz achin lashon of Rashi that he would die through nishichas chaverav, the nishicha of his friends. Atam chachamim. Why is he saying the neshicha of the chaverim? It's the neshicha of the nachash. He should have said neshicha of a nachash that came about through chaverim. But what's this lashon of neshichas chaverim? And I think you see from Rashi a chiddush. Rashi learns that when we say paritz gedir yishkanu nachash, if a person is arba adim chachamim, he's going to be bitten by a snake. It doesn't mean kipshuta that a snake will bite him. It doesn't mean that that will be the misa specifically. But it's really a metaphor. It's a way of saying that he's going to be chay misa b'dei shamayim because he was ever the chachamim, and basically it means that the talmid chachamim are going to bite him. They're going to give him they're going to be upset at him because of what he did, because he was mezalz in what they said, and that's considered a neshichas nachash of talmid chachamim, which is going to bring about a chiyav misa through their kpeda. But it's not that a nachash dafka is going to do it, but it's any misa b'dei shemayim. So Rashi is learning that the chivid darbanan is lav dafka. It doesn't mean that the snake will actually bite him, but it's really neshichas chaverav. It's the neshicha of his chaverim that's going to bite him. That's the inin of Yishchanu Nachash. And I think Rashi is going to Lashitase, where you see this Lahedya from Rashi and Kehelis. Rashi and Kehelis in Perik Yud, Pasuk Ches, on this Pasuk, Paritz Ged Yishchanu Nachash, Rashi says, Paritz Ged Al Siyaga Shochacham Labo Devarim Yishchanu Nachash, Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's like Rashi Lahedya, it means Misa B'dei Shemayim. Lefi, Shediver, B'lashon Pitzas Gedah, Hizke B'tashum, and Lashon Yishichas Nachash, Yudar B'chari Nikvei Kasle Batim Prutzim. So like Rashi, Yishchanu Nachash is not Kipshuta. It just means Misa B'dei Shemayim. It means any Misa. But it's a metaphor. It's a way of referring to the misa that comes about through the chachamim. And the reason why the pasuk used that lashon is because since we're talking about paritz gedir, and that's when the nachashim hang out, so therefore we use the lashon in the mashal of yishchanu nachash. But avada doesn't mean nachash dafka; it just means any misa b'dei shemayim. And I think it's mashal like this in Rashi and Saita as well. Rashi learns in the Gemara and Saita daf dalam and beis when the Gemara says that kol mezazel m'tiras adayim is nakim in ha'olam. Rashi says he brings this pasuk of Paritz Gedir Yishchanu Nachash, even though the Gemara's mashma he's necker through any misa lav dafka through a nachash. But Rashi says the makor would be from Paritz Gedir Yishchanu Nachash, which l'chayim means that it doesn't mean kipshuta nachash, but could be any misa b'dei shemayim would be a kiyum of Paritz Gedir Yishchanu Nachash. And it's really mashma like that in the Gemara as well, that it calls it a chivya derabanan, a nachash of derabanan. If it's kipshuta nachash, it's not a nachash of the Rabbanan. It's a nachash that came about because of the kpeda of the Rabbanan. But I think Rashi's only chib Rabbanan means it's like the neshicha of the chachamim themselves. That's the misa that we're talking about over here. And even though at the beginning of Rashi says shim nashcha nachash b'shul shava de b'chachamim l'salo refuah, which sounds like we're talking about a nachash that came about, a real nachash, because of avad de b'chachamim. So I don't think that's true, because Rashi could just mean that sometimes the shliach for the misa b'deishraim could be a nachash, just like you find in the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yod, where the Gemara refers to someone who was bitten by a snake as a chivid rabbanan delays le'asusa. So that could be one of the shulchim, haba shulchim lamakam, and the misa could come about through a nachash. But the point is, Rashi is saying the pasuk doesn't mean it will be dafka nachash. It's any misa, but the yishchanu nachash is a metaphor. It's a mashal for the misa b'deishraim that comes about through the kepeda of the talmid chachamim, which is what Rashi means over here. But Lashon Azav, when he says, Al Yidei Neshichas Chaverav.